From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP says the mud being pumped down the runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico has put the well in a static condition, meaning the mud is holding back the flow of crude oil, which until now has been blocked only by the cap atop the well. A BP spokeswoman says a decision will be made over the next few days about whether to pump cement into the well next. Keith Schultz is a captain of one of the vessels involved in the static kill effort.
Being part of the solution is certainly, you know, something I hold pretty close to my heart, and as well as our crew. You know, I'm a mariner. We lost mariners out here, and that's not a good thing. Never is. But we're trying to solve it in the best way we know how.
BP is still planning to intersect the well under the seafloor with a relief well and pump mud and cement in from that location as well. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is delaying a key vote on a new arms control treaty with Russia until at least mid-September to buy more time to try to win Republican support for the measure. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is warning that without the treaty, there will be no system in place to verify the nuclear arsenals of the two countries. GOP Senator Richard Lugar is the only Republican so far to say publicly he'll support the treaty. It needs 67 votes to be ratified by the Senate. The Senate debate on the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court is presenting starkly different takes on the president's choice to succeed retired Justice John Paul Stevens. NPR's Artie Cornish says while Democrats are praising Kagan as a highly qualified legal scholar, Republicans are pointing to her lack of judicial experience and to what they claim is her activist liberal stance.
The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Democrat Patrick Leahy of Vermont, called on his fellow senators to support Kagan's confirmation.
Solicitor General Kagan not only has the necessary qualifications to be a Supreme Court justice, but has also demonstrated her respect for the rule of law.
But the ranking GOP member of the committee, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, said he would oppose the former Harvard Law School dean.
The exceptional qualities of her mind may be better suited to dealing with students and unruly faculty than with the hard daily work of deciding tough cases in the Supreme Court.
However, Kagan is expected to get the bipartisan support needed to be confirmed. Votes are scheduled for the end of this week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The latest member of Congress to fail to make it through a party primary is Democrat Carolyn Kirkpatrick of Michigan, Kilpatrick, that is. She's the fourth House member to lose a primary this year. In the Michigan governor's race, a former exec of a computer firm, Rick Snyder, wins the GOP nomination. He'll take on Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero. Intel has settled an antitrust lawsuit filed by the Federal Trade Commission. The deal, which is expected to be announced by the FTC today, ends a long effort by Intel to get the upper hand on a rival chipmaker. This is NPR News from Washington. Three children and a teacher are dead in eastern China in an attack on a kindergarten there. NPR's Louisa Lim reports it's the latest in a series of deadly assaults on schools.
The attacker entered a school in Zibo in Shandong province by posing as a parent as children were being collected in the afternoon. He went on a slashing rampage, leaving three children and a teacher dead and about 20 people seriously injured. There have been at least six major attacks on Chinese schools this year. This has led to fears that mental illness is going untreated, with stress levels rocketing in the hyper-competitive environment that is modern China. These killings come just 2 days after a man went on a drunken rampage on an earth mover in Hebei province, which left 17 people dead. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
A federal judge is expected to issue a ruling today in a challenge to California's ban on same-sex marriage. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports that issue is whether states can enact statutes banning same-sex marriage without violating the constitutional guarantee of equality.
Experts say the decision from the judge in the so-called Proposition 8 case will be a first step in a lengthy legal process to decide whether California's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage violates the U.S. Constitution. Gay rights advocates filed a lawsuit after the ballot initiative was approved. Regardless of the decision, the losing side is expected to appeal to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Most legal experts anticipate the case will ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The judge's ruling is expected to be announced early this afternoon. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.